This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a sign of the times for you, albeit a rather bleak one. Today, for the first time ever, finance ministers met in the Security Council at the United Nations to discuss terror group financing. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew led the gathering, which passed a resolution, co-sponsored, by the way, by both the U.S. and Russia, aimed at focusing global attention and resources on blocking the Islamic State's access to the international finance system. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has that story.
ISIS is very, very well funded, but it also burns through lots of cash, providing services like sewage or trash removal in the territories it controls, paying tens of thousands of soldiers.
So when you add it all up, they're taking on a massive amount of expenditures in a way that a group like Al-Qaeda never did.
Adam Zubin is the acting undersecretary for terrorism and financial intelligence at Treasury. He says that need for cash, it's a vulnerability. Disrupt that funding, and you may disrupt ISIS's whole narrative of building a caliphate. So a big part of the UN resolution passed today is about better sharing of information.
That doesn't sound sexy, but I can tell you, after 11 years of working on terrorist financing issues, that's where we tend to catch the bad guys.
The resolution also calls on countries to report the steps they're taking to combat terrorist financing and criminalize that financing, even if it's not pinned to a specific terrorist act. This is the first time finance ministers have met at the Security Council, but there have been resolutions on terror financing before. So, big deal or not?
It could be a big deal.
Matthew Levitt is the director of the Counterterrorism and Intelligence Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He says there's definitely room to improve how governments communicate, especially about the Islamic State.
It's government informing the private sector. This is the type of thing we're looking for. Private sector, meaning banks, therefore saying, hey, we're seeing this type of suspicious activity.
But Levitt says ISIS derives much of its funding from oil and extortion slash taxation, two areas largely out of the reach of finance ministers. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.